This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 63 of the Action Movie Guys Podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and that's my co-host,
Alex Figueroa.
And this episode, we're going to be talking about a little movie from 1995 called Judge Dredd, starring one Sylvester Stallone in the lead as Judge Dredd. Now, this is a first-time watch for myself. Alex, how long has it been since you watched this movie?
All right, so it's been a while since I've seen Judge Dredd, but I always watch Judge Dredd. Like, okay, and there's so a reason why. Yeah, like, it's a movie that I enjoy, but I haven't seen this in a long time.
Okay, beautiful. So we're going to talk about it in 2 minutes. But before we get to it, please, if you're watching on YouTube, make sure you click that like button, subscribe, comment down below. Do you love Judge Dredd? Are you a Dreadhead? Is that a thing? I don't know. Are you a Dreadhead? Do you love this movie? Do you love Sylvester Stallone? Tell us down below. And if you're listening on the go, make sure you're subscribed. Any format you use, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, TuneIn, apparently we're on now. Hey, welcome. Make sure you're subscribed, download the show, leave us some reviews, give us some stars, let us know what you think. All right, now that we got all that out of the way, let's get to some housekeeping, right? We're going to go over the box office totals and the Rotten Tomatoes scores for this movie. So, Alex, how much money did Judge Dredd make back in 1995?
All right, so here we go. Judge Dredd, 1995. Now, we're tackling another 95 movie, right? We did Assassins, 95. So here we go. We're going to do Judge Dredd. Domestic, $34 million. International, $78 million. On a worldwide total of $113 million. On a budget of $90 million.
That's a big budget in 95.
It's a big budget, but...
Well, I will say this. Before we get to the review... At least it shows, you know, like, does it look like it costs $10, right? Mm-hmm. So, all right, so it was a moderate success overall, but probably with marketing, I bet they probably came close to breaking even, which explains why there was no sequel. There was just a reboot way later, which we'll review one day. Yes. But anyway, okay, so as far as Rotten Tomatoes goes, it ain't good. critical score of 22% and an audience score of 30%. Mm. So, neither one is very high, but also these are irrelevant because you guys are here at the Action Movie Guys Podcast and you come here so you can hear what Alex and myself think of these action movies. So with that being said, Alex, it's your lucky day. You get to go first in the lead role as Mr. Judge Dredd with his cool blue contacts. Sylvester Stallone, what do you got?
All right, look. Let's just go right into this. I enjoyed him as Judge Dredd. I think he fit the role. I did not read the comics. This is a real comic book. I did not know nothing about Judge Dredd. Then later down the road, I started to read the comics, and I kind of understand the way Stallone portrayed him, and it fit. A lot of things there that they should have not did, taking off his helmet. They should have never did that. And I think this movie would have landed pretty good with a lot of people, because a lot of people's complaints were that he removed his helmet, which he never did, right? Like, because the newer version, he never took it off. You never got to see his face. He's like a mystery. But in terms of Stallone, again, you got to show his face. He's the moneymaker. He's a big action star, so they did it anyway. But again, I enjoyed him in this role. I thought he was very good. He was very charismatic at times. He was very funny. The action sequences, we're going to talk that on action scenes, but he was very good in those roles, right? Like in that moment, he did his thing. He did the Rambo. He did all that stuff that you known him for. He did it here. I liked him. I thought he was very good. I thought he had great chemistry with Rod Snyder and a lovely, lovely hubba Dana Lane. Diana Lane looked good.
Diana Lane. Hello.
She was cute in this movie. He had great chemistry with Hershey. She played Hershey. They had great chemistry together on screen. I gave him a 4.
Okay, very good. Yeah. So, if you guys listened to last week's episode, heard us review Assassins. And Alex also gave him a 4 in that movie. I ended up following that up with the Fat One. Now, did things change? Was 1995 a year of two different Stallones? Yes, because I did not hate him in this movie. I thought he was good. I agree with you. So I had only seen the new version of Dredd. That was my only version. This one is new to me because I never watched it. And I know we're not doing it, you know, we'll review that later, but apples to apples, I like Carl Urban better because, he doesn't take off the helmet. He's like, he's just no nonsense. You're a criminal. I'm the law. We're going to fix it. This tries to do a lot more. obviously they have to show Stallone because they paid a lot of money to have Stallone in the lead. When he has the helmet, like the early scenes, I thought were really strong. Mm-hmm. Actually, I thought he was good. He's physical. He's strong. You know, Stallone's a big dude. He fits the role. I like it. He has the build. He has the lower part of his face. You know, he has that like frown all the time. It works. It's just some of the other stuff. You're right. There's some questionable stuff they do with the character. Overall, I thought he was solid. I don't think he's amazing. I think he's pretty good. I gave him a 3.5. So I'm close to you. I gave him a 3.5. I did like Stallone in this much better than, at least Assassins. He looks like he's having fun in this movie.
Yeah.
Like, Assassins, he was falling asleep. And this time he at least looks awake, which is a positive.
So, you're right. North,
yes, I like them. All right, villain. So now I'm going to be honest with you. I'm a big fan of Armand Asante. I don't know if there's a lot of other Armand Asante fans out there. I always love the guy. He is absolutely hamming it up in this movie. But it's the kind of ham I like to eat, okay? I enjoyed watching him in this movie.
Oh, my God.
Look, Armand Asante is great. Sometimes he's the kind of actor who sometimes he says words and you can't really understand what he's saying. He'll either talk too fast or kind of mumble a little bit, but it works because he's playing this crazy guy named Rico, who's like, he's almost like a anti-Judge Dredd, if there's like a way to, you know, like describe him. Yeah. He's like the reverse. He's like the yin to his yang, right? He's like the evil version of the good guy, if you will. And it ties into the story, but we're not there yet. So I liked him. He's definitely over the top, sure, but formidable. He kills people himself. He does his own work is why I like. He starts off as kind of a puppet, but ends up kind of breaking the strings and goes on, does his own thing. I like him. He has a big robot, which is hilarious. He has like a robot bodyguard guy who looks like he moves so slow, but for some reason, nobody can ever escape him, which is kind of funny. But I like him. So I gave him a 4. I actually think he's a good, solid villain. Cartoony, yes, but this is also a comic book movie. So it fits. I like Armand Asante a lot.
Yeah, Rico. I thought Rico was pretty good in this movie. I totally forgot how good Rico was. And he was in the movie. They had him locked up. You get to see that in the beginning. So he had you got a little bit of the backstory that he's a really bad dude. When you see someone locked up with terrorists around, you know he's pretty badass.
Yeah,
you know he's pretty badass. So pretty much you already knew from the get-go he's going to be the ruthless one. And then, of course, you see throughout him getting the mech guy, the big robot. That was pretty cool. And then you get to see throughout. We're going to talk about that in storyline. But I thought he was very good when he fought Dredd. I thought those scenes were very not memorable, but it was actually pretty fun. Like you said, it's a 90s comic book movie. You're not getting what we're getting now in terms of comic book. You're not getting great storyline. You're not getting great effects. You're not getting none of that stuff. But it gives you that fun, cheesy 90s comic book feel. And I loved it. I thought it worked well in this movie with the villain and our lead character, Judge Dredd. So I gave him a 4 also. I didn't give him a fat perfect, but I gave him a great 4.
Yeah, he's awesome. All right, action scene.
Yes, action. This movie got action. I totally forgot how action this thing got. In the beginning of the movie, it started like Predator 2. Them dudes are shooting in the street. They had, a war. They called it a gang war, but it was like across the building they were shooting each other.
Yeah, it was like a street war.
Block war. That's right. Patreon, right. Robert. The block war. Awesome. I thought that was pretty cool. He's like, hey, Dredd, eat lead. And then he starts shooting. And then he's like, why is he standing there? And then he goes, if you guys did your training and you know he's shooting a 300 millimeter and we're at 200. And I was like, damn, this is actually pretty cool. They can't even hit this guy from down here. I thought that was pretty cool. I love the sequence when he goes in the building because you could tell, like you said it, I have a feeling Stallone had fun making this movie because this movie, he looked like he was having a blast, like, with this movie. You know what I'm saying? It looked like he was having a blast. Like, he was like, when he walked in the building, he came out through the ceiling, and he's like, no, and then the guy got killed, and he was like, what did he do? He was like, rapid fire, and they were like, rapid fire engage. Yeah. He's shooting, and then he was like, double whammy. And I was like, oh, I love this gun. I was like, this gun is amazing. The judge, what is it called? The judgment? It started something with the judgment cater or
I don't remember
the lawmaker. The lawmaker. That The Lawgiver. There you go. That's what it is.
I just like when he says patrons. Double whammy.
Yeah, that's me hilarious. Too. That was my joke. He's like, grenade. And I was like, grenade launched. And I was like, I love this gun. The gun is awesome. Look, the sequences of him in the outer world when he's fighting with the, come on, Paul. When they were fighting with those dudes. Loved it. It was corny. I liked it. And then, of course, at the end, that whole, I gave it a 4.5. Not a perfect 5, but I gave it a 4.5 in terms of action. Fun action.
Yeah. Yeah, once again, we're pretty close. We're pretty close. I gave the action a 4. I thought it was good. So I am we've talked about it on the show. I'm a 90s action movie fan, which is why Assassins was so disappointing to me, because I love 90s style of action. Mm-hmm. This feels very 90s, but in the way I like. The effects actually are very good. You know, you said the budget earlier. It looks like it cost that much to make in 95. You know, when the stuff is flying, when they're flying in the air on the motorcycle things.
Looks great.
It looked pretty good. Yeah, there's a few times where it looks a little, but I mean, minimal. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's dated technology, but mostly it looks really good.
Yeah.
It looks especially good when someone falls. I don't know if you noticed, when they fall, it does like this kind of slow motion looking shot. It looks really good. I know, I'm kind of a nerd and I look at every single little shot. And I was like, well, that's a pretty good shot. And they do it twice and it looks cool. There's a lot of action. Plenty of it. There's a couple of lulls, which is interesting because it's only a 90-minute movie. So there's a couple of lulls, but that's okay. I had a good time. I liked the beginning part with the fight. James Remar in a little tiny role. He's like a well-known actor now, but he was just like a guy in the freaking hallway. So yeah, I liked him. I liked the action. I thought it was good. It was violent. It's rated R, which I enjoy. I gave it a 4. All right, story. So this is where we got to be honest. It's okay. Like, this is not a great storyline. It's kind of silly. You know, it's like all this stuff about clones and like, it's a very predictable. Yes. Once it starts going, you know exactly what's going to happen every single time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Which it's fine. I feel like the main objective of this movie was not to tell a great story, but it was more spectacle and, you know, special effects and action and Stallone over story, which is okay as long as that stuff is good. And it was pretty good. The story's okay. I'll save that for overall, but yeah, it's okay. I don't have much to say about it. Like I said, very predictable. You know, once so essentially he gets framed. He's like the ultimate policeman in the city. He gets framed for a crime he didn't commit. And then he has to basically prove that he didn't do it. And in doing so, it's, you know, you like you discover a lot of other stuff. You know what he reminded me of? But a less good version of a newer movie called Minority Report. It's kind of similar in that way. You know, Tom Cruise's character gets framed. He has to prove he's innocent. And in doing so, he proves that a lot of other people are very corrupt and bad. It's very similar, but that one executes it better than this movie. And I know this came out first, but you know, this is the order I watched them in. So I gave it a 3. I don't think it's terrible. I think it's good. Well, good enough. It's good enough. I didn't want to give it less than a 3, though. It's fine. I was engaged the whole time. I'll say that.
Yeah, you know, you're right. I mean, it is very, look, I'm just going short rant here. I mean, not short rant, but say it's very quick review is one, you're right. Very predictable. Two, you already knew Rico was his brother because they both had the same eye, the same figure face, the same those speech pattern.
Haircut.
The same haircut. Yeah. They already knew that they were brothers related somewhere somehow. I enjoyed that. I thought that was pretty cool and clever. A lot of people didn't like that. That was a big knock they didn't like. The storyline, Rod Schneider's character, he was funny, but unnecessary. You really didn't need him there I don't want people to be like, oh, you didn't hate the comedy. I love the comedy. I thought that was cool, but that was very 90s, right? Like, because if you subtract Rob Schneider from that role, Judge Dredd could have carried the whole movie by himself. Like, you didn't need him. And guess what? In the comics, that character is not with Judge Dredd. It's just Judge Dredd doing his stuff. So you really didn't need him in it. They just threw him in it for comedy relief. Didn't need it. Yeah. Diana Lane as Hershey. Great. I thought they had great chemistry between him and Stallone. I thought it worked very well. You could tell she liked him and he was a clone, blah, blah, blah. The storyline, look, with that said, I gave it a 3. And my favorite moment of this movie, I know people will be like, oh, it's going to be action. It's not an action scene. It's actually when he's standing in the tribunal and he's standing there.
Oh, like in the court?
Yeah. And when they were like, and the computer says it is 99% match or whatever. And it was like Judge Dredd, and he got really mad. He goes, I am the law. And I was like, yes, you are, man. You are the law. Like, I was all up with it, dude. Like, I got very angry. Like, it was weird. Yeah. Like, I got really emotional. I don't know if you did in that scene, but I got really, like, it took me into the movie. Like, I was like, yo,
he was good. You know, I liked Stallone's performance in that whole scene.
Yeah.
He's very stoic, very quiet. He's letting Diane Lane be the lawyer for him.
And then that happens, and you could tell he's pissed off.
Yeah.
You know what I love? When people get pissed off. And he was pissed off. He starts yelling, like, yeah, that's right. Fight for yourself. And it doesn't really work out. And you know it's not going to.
Yeah.
But yeah, I agree. I really, really, really like that scene.
It pulled you into the movie, right? Like, when that happened, you were like, yo, what the hell? Like, this is wrong.
I agree.
Like, that was my moment of the movie, was that judgment call on Judge Dredd. So yeah, I gave it a 3 with you. I agree. That was a 3.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
All right. Overall.
Overall, look, this movie, I got to say, after rewatching it again, I will be popping this as much as I want, because it was a fun, entertaining movie. And that's what I want. You know what I mean? Like, the Assassins, sadly, we had great actors all together. It did not work for some reason. But with this movie, it did work. You got a hot Diana Lane as Hershey. She's very great. You got Ron Snyder, very comedy relief. He was okay. Wasn't my cup of tea, but he did what he had to do. Stallone was very good as Judge Dredd. Very believable. And you know what? I wouldn't even mind if they did a sequel with the same style and the same, you know, whatever they wanted to do with it.
Yeah.
I would have been happy with a sequel. But they didn't do it, so it is what it is. The Rico, cool villain. And I remember telling you on the text when you were like, oh, I'm about to watch it. And I was like, it's like Fifth Element, but just dashing that, bring it down a bit. Fifth Element. So I was like,
yeah,
if you like Fifth Element, it's the same movie, but just bring it down a few notches. And it's Judge Dredd. And that's how I feel, because I love Fifth Element. And I think these two movies have that style of quirkiness, if you understand what I mean.
In terms of
action and comedy and all that sci-fi flying and everything. To me, Fifth Element is still better than Judge Dredd. But guess what? I could watch him back to back, or I could watch him whenever I want, because I enjoy Judge Dredd for what it is. I gave it a 3.5 for good.
You know what? It would make a great double feature.
I agree.
Once you said that, I was like, oh no, I was a little nervous. But then when I watched it, I was like, it would make a good double, because I love the Fifth Element. It's like a staple, an all-timer for me.
Mm-hmm.
But also, that movie's weird as hell. So, you know, if you try to explain it to somebody, it doesn't make any sense. It's super weird, but it just hits. You know, it just hits me. This movie, I didn't see it in 95, but I guarantee you, if I saw this when I was the same age as I saw the Fifth Element, I'd probably really, really love it. With that being said, I gave it a 3.5 as well. We have the same exact overall score. I think it's fun. I don't understand. I get what when I go to read these Rotten Tomatoes scores for the, you know, when I go to get them for this review, I do it after we watch the movie. And I read some of the reviews, and I get what some of them were saying. I also think a lot of the reviews are older, but, you know, what, well, I don't know. But I get what they're saying in that there are times where it's trying to, like, it almost seems like it's a satire of super violent action movies, but then also it tries to be just a super violent action movie. And I feel like tonally, it doesn't always work. I get that. I think, you know what it would be a good comparison? This should have had a tone to like RoboCop.
Yes.
If this was like RoboCop,
yes,
it would have worked. So just be straight up satire. Don't
rated
go for
R.
RoboCop is rated R. This is rated R. RoboCop is never really, if you watch it, it's never really serious. You know, it's violent. It's over the top. He's a serious character, but like, it's a satire of a lot of stuff. If Judge Dredd went full on like that, I think it could have been a 90s, maybe not as good, like RoboCop's a classic, but it would have been received better if, you know, I think.
You
but
know,
whatever.
You're right, though. Like, if it knew, you already knew what it was going into the, the film knew what it was, then you're good to go. You know what?
Like, RoboCop knew what it was trying to be, and this seems like it was trying to be two different things. Which you can tell.
It's hard because when you read the comics, it's very graphic. It's a very graphic comic. So I think you're right. I think they're trying to find the balance of comic book
And then pick a side. It's a classic pick a side thing where, you know, like, if you go straight up kind of funny comedy, but over the top, it could work. It could really work.
Yeah.
If they went like the new one where it's just serious, you know what I mean? And sure, he has like one-liners here or there, but it's a serious, and it works. So I think it could have worked. It could have been a really better movie, but I still think it's fun. I had a good time while watching it. 3. This has a better cast than I even thought. I didn't know who was it. I've never seen Judge Dredd. I've never even seen a trailer for it. I'm not lying to you. Like, I knew it existed, but I just never like watched it. So I knew Rob Schneider was in it, and I don't like him in this. And I knew Stallone. I didn't know Diane Lane was in it. I love her. I didn't know Max von Sydow was in this.
Yeah.
Max von Sydow is an all-time great actor who's been in a couple of like B-level movies like this and Flash Gordon, but he's also like a caliber of like an Oscar type actor. I love, guess what else he's in? Minority Report. Look at that. I didn't even realize
he was also in Star Wars Force Awakens.
Yeah, he's an all-time actor, and he's in this, and he's good in this. Well, what a surprise. And my man, Armand Asante. You can't go wrong with some Armand Asante. So, overall, I gave it a 3.5. So, total points. Mm-hmm. For me, that works out to be an 18 out of a 25. I like this a lot better than I thought I was.
You know, it's funny. My score is a 19, 1 point over you, man. I enjoyed it. My question to you is, are you going to trade it, or are you going to now continue watching it whenever you want to?
This is not a trade. This is a keep. I think I want to try it one day. I want to do maybe 3 years. Because I don't like to watch movies too close together.
Right.
Maybe 2 years or so, I'll do this and The Fifth Element. I'll try my double feature, see how it works. I think it could be a fun day. You know, get some pizza, maybe invite a friend or two, and then watch them back to back and say, hey, what do you guys think? But no, this is not a trade. This is staying in the collection. So with that being said, next week we have a movie that may be getting out of the collection. But first, we're going to be reviewing Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. That'll be our series movie. And then, next week is not a movie that's coming out, because next week we have Demolition Man. It's the week after that where we're doing The Specialist. Spoiler alert, we're doing The Specialist. Demolition Man, which I have not seen in a long time, but I know I love it. It's just been a long time since I watched it. So now I'm wondering if I still love it, but I'm pretty sure I do. So we're going to be reviewing those two. I actually want to watch Demolition Man tonight and just get it over with.
You know what's so funny? The funny thing is, ever since you announced this damn Demolition Man, every time I'm watching a Met game and I'm going through the TV channels, it's Demolition Man. And I'm like, I can't watch it right now because I gotta wait. But I'm really looking forward to it because I have not seen Demolition Man in a pretty long time. So I'm actually looking forward to it.
I saw it when I was... When did it come out? 93? 92 or 93?
No, you picked another 95 movie.
No. It's early. It's either 92 or... It came out before Judge Dredd. And Rob Schneider was in that too, by the way. Mm. A smaller role. But I saw this with my grandma when I was a little kid. Before I was able to watch rated R movies. So it has a lot of nostalgia. But also I watched it as an adult and I like it. So we'll see. I don't know. You know what? We never know. Sometimes me and Alex be liking these movies, and then we watch them for this. He thought he liked Assassins, and we saw how that turned out. So you never know what's going to happen on the Action Movie Guys podcast.
Yeah, that's pretty much, you really don't know. But there you have it, guys. Next week, we're going to have Last Crusade, Demolition Man, Wesley Snipes, Sandra Bullock, and Stallone all in one movie. Again, guys, if you want to follow us in our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at Nateflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Nateflix Movie Reviews. Anything Action Movie Guys podcast, please head over to www.levelsofgeeks.com/podcast. And of course, you can follow us on our social media accounts, Instagram at Action Movie Guys podcast. And of course, that is your host,
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
And I'm his co-host, Alex Figueroa. Be awesome to each other and geek out. And I am the law.